This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Calling from the cold pine trees of Flagstaff, Arizona, or in that area, Walt Blackman running for LD6. Walt, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you? And thanks for having me today. I appreciate you.
Not a problem. I'm glad you're here. Tell us the boundaries of LD6.
Well, if you look at it in terms of counties, it's easier to do it that way. So Navajo County, Coconino County, Gila County, and Yavapai County. We're the second largest district in the United States when we're talking geographical space.
And where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Snowflake. So Snowflake is at dead center between Sholo and Holbrook. So it's a great, great little town. Families are from there and just love it. And just a wonderful community to live in.
And how long have you been a rep?
Well, I've been a rep for 1 year. Actually, well, excuse me, 2 years. This is my first term. I retired out of the military in 2016 after spending 21 years in the United States Army. And decided that I wanted to not sit on my laurels and continue to contribute and help my community and help Arizona. So I ran for office. As first-time candidate, I ran with no money, no name recognition, ran with hard work, and won in a district that is less than 3% black. And I just happened to do a good job at the campaign and a great job at the Capitol these past 2 years.
So you're looking to get reelected. You're going against the very liberal, very left mayor of Flagstaff, Arizona. And what needs to happen for you to fend off this challenge and retain the seat, Walt?
Well, I got to just really keep doing what I'm doing and working hard and making sure that the policies that I have pushed forward thus far as a legislator, I continue to do and continue to keep promises made and promises delivered, basically, and just keep doing that. You've hit the nail right on the head. Carl Evans is a ultra-liberal, left-leaning, socialist person who wants to change LD6 and the face of Arizona with her failed policy. She wants to move that into the state level.
What's I'm trying to get everything out in like 4 minutes here. What's a failed policy of Coral Evans that she instituted in Flagstaff that would be bad for LD6 and the state?
Well, first of all, she has the highest tax rate in the state in Flagstaff. Second, she's mortgaged all her buildings because she has not paid her retirement accounts, and also basically acting as a dictator in that city. Folks are trying to get new leadership. They have a mayoral election this in 6 days, and folks just want to change. And she is just a failed leader in that city.
Talk about real quick the amount of outside money. I know there's a lot of Bloomberg money getting thrown at Republican candidates in the LDs. How much are they spending against you?
We're talking upwards close to $1 million, so exactly about $800,000.
For an LD seat for Northern Arizona. That's amazing.
Exactly. You put all the money together, we're talking about $1 million.
So how do people help Walt Blackman, and why is it important that people in Tucson, Pima County help a guy up in Northern Arizona like yourself?
Well, first of all, the House is 31-29. If we lose one seat, the whole state changes, and we definitely don't want the seat to be surrendered to a person such as Coral Evans, who gets her money from outside Arizona and California, places like San Francisco. We don't want that because she's going to be tied to California and will have those types of policies in Arizona. So how do they help? Well, they make sure that they vote red all the way down on their ballots, and they make sure that they send their Republicans and good conservatives back to Arizona, back to the Arizona State House.
So go to waltblackman.gop. If you have a are you taking donations? What's that look like?
Yeah. So you can go to www.waltblackman.gop. We always will take donations to help our campaign inside Arizona donations. to help move our message forward and just to help keep Arizona red.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the call in. Good luck, and we'll see. We all got to work. As we know, the way they count votes, we got to work past Election Day. So keep working.
Thanks for having me, and I do appreciate you.
Good talking to you, sir.